This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn. We've got Daniel answering the phones. Leah's here handling all the digital things. If you missed something on What's On Your Mind, make sure you're LinkedIn following us. What's On Your Mind on Twitter, because you'll get little bits and pieces. Maybe you were listening and then you have to go over here and you can't listen anymore, so you still want to hear what's going on, just follow your Twitter feed. It'll be much more interesting than the meeting you have to rush to. Trust me on this one thing. It'll be right there. So What's On Your Mind, Twitter, something you want to follow for sure. All right, I'm looking for some optimism. I still haven't received necessarily what I'm looking for. Maybe I need to share what I heard from the governor on Wednesday related to some businesses doing really well that led me to this conversation, and I'll do that here in a moment to give you an idea. But I know there's still optimism, and I did love the line that, hey, we live here, we may still have our Seattle in Fargo. Where's the media on this story in Seattle too, by the way? They don't even act like it's happening. What in the world? I mean, it's like it doesn't exist according to CNN.
Unbelievable. You've got to read the tweets from Jay Inslee and this Jenny Durkin, who's the mayor of Seattle.
No, I can't.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it'll just make your head explode. Just one. Jay Inslee, after this is going on in Seattle, and he's talking about Trump. A man who is totally incapable of governing should stay out of Washington State's business. Stop tweeting.
And, of course, he put stoop tweeting because
There was a
typo in the president's that said stooping, so then he has to mock that. I mean, literally, you kidding me? I think some consultant tells him you got to match Trump's sort of bombastic tweets with your own thing, and it falls pretty well flat. I'll tell you another thing that really bugs me. I'm asking for optimism, and then I'm being negative. I'm sorry, but why are we taking the statues down? What is that accomplishing? Is it just childish stupidity? I mean, I see somebody up there on a statue with a spray can, and I think, okay, do they have a mom? Right? You're on television, you're in newspapers, you're everywhere, you're up there doing this. Is mom going, oh, I'm so proud, I'm so proud. He's beating the crap out of that statue. It's so great. What in the world? I don't know what it accomplishes is, I guess, my point. Anyway, let's get to the calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Coast Materials, and they are looking for you. What do you mean, Scott? Why do they want me? Well, they are looking for anybody that might be looking for more stability, a change of scenery. Coast Materials has immediate openings, ready-mix, truck drivers. If you have a current A or B, CDL, Fargo and Grand Forks, call them. And they provide excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment, relocation assistance available. Join the Coast team. Become a part of the Coast family and a part of the community. They're locally owned and operated. That leads to that stability we're talking about. For more information, coastmaterials.com, KOSTmaterials.com, or call 701-367-1759. Last thing I'll say before we get back to it this hour, I was in Bismarck Wednesday. I'm going back there sometime next week. It feels good to be on the road again and traveling again. If there is an event that is happening that hasn't succumbed to the cancel culture, you know, you're getting some people together for a gathering or whatever, I would love to be part of it. I really would. So just let me know what you're doing, and if we can help in any way, because I'd love to be there. I want to celebrate folks that buck the cancel culture. Okay, you just text me, 701-367-2054. James in Cavalier, North Dakota, home of the Gregories. Good family, good folks. Hi, James, what's on your mind?
Good morning, how are you? Hey, they're taking down all these statues that represented, slavery, racism, why doesn't they just abolish the Democrat Party? Because the Democrat Party was the party that had the militant arm, the KKK, they formed. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that enforced Jim Crow laws. They were the ones that fought a civil war to keep slavery. So why is no one talking about that? If they are willing to get rid of everything that represented slavery and racism in the past, well, the Democrat Party was the representative of that. And I don't hear anybody talking about that.
Of course
you
don't.
The Republican Party fought a war to free the slaves.
You're absolutely right. And if a statue of, whatever, pick your Lake Calhoun they want to rename or, you know, whatever snowflake, transgression of the moment, why wouldn't they also include good old Robert Byrd?
Yeah, I just don't understand why this hasn't been brought up. And these people that are outraged, and I don't know if they're Democrats, out there, riding. I don't even think a lot of them are Democrat. They don't have a cause, or their cause is just to disrupt. And this is how they're doing it. But why don't they take aim at the Democrat Party and hold them accountable for the things that they did in the past?
Good question for him. I'm not in that camp, so I can't answer for you, but I think it's a dandy. I really do. Appreciate that very much. Tom in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, hi. I just want to say two comments. First comment, maybe you're being a little bit hard on Joe Biden. He obviously needs some mental health care. Maybe he kind of just goes around. Seems like he's on some type of, early development, brain control device. But my real comment here, I just wanted to say, all the small schools around northwestern North Dakota, it's really good on building up, strong culture with the students, working with students through, everything that's been going on. And I just want to give that positive comment out there.
Well said, Tom. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I think the schools are the key to arming students with history, with facts, so we can avoid this. Schools tend to, in my mind, the curriculum tends to coddle some of this stuff. Play the identity politics race card. We need schools to just play straight up. Just tell them about the great things America has done. Was slavery a good thing? Absolutely not. We don't do it anymore. I mean, women could run around and protest and throw bricks and everything else. Why? Women couldn't vote. Women were considered second-class citizens. Everything else. Right? They can ask for reparations. Why aren't we doing that for women? Because it's in our rearview mirror. It's in our past. It was a different time, a different era. I thought last night, I forget who the statue was, but they were up trying to rip down some statue, and I thought, that guy's probably ashamed of the fact that he owns slaves now or whatever. It was a different time. It was a different time. And those that did were wrong. Nobody's saying they were right. But let's go. Robin Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. The statues, they represent, I just want to go with the Democratic view on this. They represent some people who did something. isn't that what they said?
That's what Omar said.
Some people who did something.
Yeah.
So,
some people did some things.
That's all I really have to say about it. I think it's dumb. I think it's pointless. I mean, it's history. And they're trying to wipe it out. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob. You have that audio handy, Cam? I forgot what it is that Biden was saying yesterday. Probably should share that with folks. I don't know. Texter says, Scott, do we know North Dakota's best in the nation on nursing homes? I've had about enough of this 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, 28 days testing. I want to see my mom. I want to see my mom while she still recognizes me. Please find out what other states are doing and find out if that is a true statement that we are best in the nation. All right. I'll ask Joe Biden. He might be able to research it. Joe, can you do that?
you know, the rapidly rising
low
testing rates
with
I don't think you can.
Yeah, okay. You thought you got confused, folks.
I have a question.
Here's a text I need to read quick.
Okay.
You will not read this text over the air, and that's fine. Oh! I think I should proceed. Most blacks and whites cannot coexist together. The many different ethnicities trying to live together in this country will never coexist together. The very few will. As a Christian, the Bible tells you this.
Come on.
Man continues to try to change what the Lord created, and it's never going to work. This is not negative. This is fact. The same is proven day in and day out in the Middle East. Immigration, today's immigration, is destroying the country. Well, I read it, so I proved you wrong there. But I also think you're wrong that we can't live together. You know, how long have we been a melting pot in the United States? Long time. Fared pretty darn well. The disease of liberalism is what is causing these issues now, this divide of wanting power and control over people. I want freedom for people.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott Heron. New stat out talks about the fastest shrinking cities in the country. Charleston, West Virginia, down 10%. Jackson, Mississippi, down 9%. Rockford, Illinois, down like 5%. Guess where they're coming? Fargo, Bismarck.
Minneapolis.
We're on the list. Yeah. I hope not Minneapolis.
I hope not.
Minneapolis is Minnesota's Fargo. Fargo is, Seattle is, never mind. You get the point. new survey out. Fargo third on a brand new list of where you'd most like to live after the pandemic. The best place to live after the pandemic. Fargo third. Bismarck, what is it, 8 or 9? Pretty cool. All right, are you hungry? I wouldn't blame you one bit. And you know what? There's a lot of great places for lunch today. You can go to your usual spot, and you can have your usual thing, and it'll be like, well, it tasted like it always does. Or you can say, I'm going to go to PetroServe USA. You can sit down. You can take it to go, but it's home cooking either way. Right now, a personal pepperoni pizza with a cheesy or garlic bread side, $5.99. That's a great deal. 4-for-4 deal to all their locations. Valley Dairy and Grand Forks included with the PetroServes USA. And here's the specials of the day. Pulled pork sandwiches at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and 12th Avenue North, Fargo. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location. Harwood, 2 Sloppy Joes and chips. All lunch specials come with 2 sides and a bun. And there's all kinds of great deals at PetroServe USA, like the 10-foot cords for your iPhone charger, $9.49. 6 Roma pizzas for $10 too. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to play this for you now. I asked a question of Governor Doug Burgum at the briefing on Wednesday about using his business acumen to help me understand how businesses that have to deal with, for instance, social distancing, or hotels, or some of these folks that are still hurting, how they're going to come back from all of this. And here's what the governor said.
Well, I think, you know, this disruption has probably caused almost every business to rethink and change some of their operating procedures and their business models. You know, restaurants is a difficult one. I'm sure, Scott, you know that if you just look statistically nationally, the number one most vulnerable business model in America is a restaurant. It's the thing that everybody dreams of, opening up their business and running a restaurant, and yet the closure rate of restaurants, even in good times, is among the highest in terms of turnover of restaurants. And as you say, when you get to a spot now like we're at, where the guidelines are suggesting 75% capacity, then you got to change business models. I mean, but I've seen some very, very interesting things. They might have said it was 75% of what you were on the inside. Some of these people have added more than 25% of their capacity outside. You know, you buy a bunch of lawn furniture and you put up some, you know, you use your PPP dollars with the new flexibility that came in, and all of a sudden you've got and some of these are the same kind of, people are very forgiving right now. I mean, I saw one that was well used, and it was using the same the same gates that you would have got at Fleet Farm or, you know, whatever. I mean, it was the same brand. It's actually the same brand of fences we had in our roping arena, you know, which is they just set them up outside. You know, they hung some posters on the outside of them that they probably got from one of their vendors, put up some stuff, and all of a sudden they're serving, you know, burgers and beverages outside. A lot of people really were aggressive in advertising takeout and home delivery. I mean, some people did a bang-up business. Some people closed their doors and said, hey, I guess we can't do it the way we did. We're closed, and maybe that's tougher on fine dining, but I also know some restaurants have thrived through this. So, again, some of it comes back to the, you know, individual entrepreneur, but I would say with the if someone applied for that PPP plan, that's an enormous bridge. And the new Flexibility Act that came out last week, I mean, that's a huge boost. I mean, cover your payroll and give you additional capital to redo your business plan. I think that's, there's a path through for some, but some certainly aren't going to make it during this time. And that's part of capitalism too. I mean, I feel bad about, you know, businesses, because those are dreams that are going away. But I felt bad about businesses that closed during good times too, because particularly restaurants come and we all know they come and go. I don't know what the stats are in North Dakota, but if anybody is, you know, on the brink, I would say, you know, call our Commerce Department. We're working on plans and proposals. We've got the PPP from the feds. The Bank of North Dakota's got the loan program. We're working on some new ideas on sort of what we'll call COVID resiliency grants that we're considering proposing as part of the next round of funding. So we want to do everything we can to help people, you know, that are open, get open and stay open and thrive going forward. And that's why we're working so hard on trying to get the whole economy opened up because and get consumer confidence back. Because what they really don't want a handout. They need more customers. They get more customers when we get consumer confidence. So us being optimistic about our ability to get through this thing and tackling the opportunities that come sometimes with more people dining out in the summers. Summer, you know, this is a good time. Maybe people can actually see their businesses grow again. I have talked to some retailers that had horrible March and Aprils. They had super strong Junes, and they're having super strong May and unbelievable Junes. So, I mean, there's a part of me that feels like things are coming back. The 2.5 million jobs that we were talking about last Friday that were announced, that was statistically collected in the middle of May, not May 31st. That was May 15th, 2.5 million jobs have come back. So a lot of people talk doom and gloom in this country, but I'm more optimistic. I think, you know, talking to people around our state, people are seeing activity come back, and I remain optimistic. You know, we got oil prices at $37, would like to see a four in front of that next, keep that moving up, but the supplies are balancing there, so, some wells that were shut in are coming back on again. I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about where we're going, and I love the job I have, but I love being an entrepreneur, and part of me wishes I was running a small business and figuring out how to win through all this complexity, because we're seeing a lot of really fun new approaches that people are applying.
I know that is a optimistic viewpoint of where we're at, for sure. Obviously, identifying some retailers, that's Governor Doug Burgum, obviously, and saying, yeah, not a good March, so-so April, but not too bad May and June, like super great. That's optimism right there. I like it. And the governor, who's the uber entrepreneur, right, saying, hey, I don't even know. Part of me wishes I was just trying to take advantage of this opportunity. That's optimism. Do you see that kind of opportunity out there? Do you see it? Bill is on a tractor, and he's going to tell us something positive. So we've just won the lotto with this call. Hello, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. I'm just calling to say that, you know, times are tough, but one thing that is really positive is we have one of the greatest and living through one of the greatest presidents in possibly American history. He supports everybody, farmers, ranchers, minorities, everybody. He fights for everybody, and that's something really positive that we can take home with us.
Great point, Bill. I mean, this is really something. And you look at what's been thrown at this guy. How does he keep going? He keeps going because he's destined to do this. He just, it's phenomenal. It really is phenomenal. And, you know, you can nitpick a tweet here or there, whatever. Look at the economy. Look what he's accomplished. Look what he's been up against. He continues to win. And he's going to be reelected, I think. That's positive. Thanks.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. the president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who've set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're looking, we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Dak Diesel. If you need anything diesel fixed, your first call should be 701-258-5011. If you need anything diesel to run better, get better performance, more power, more torque, 701-258-5011. Just maintenance to save you the costly repairs, 701-258-5011. Dak Diesel Bismarck, they are putting trucks back on the road from all across North Dakota and the region. All you need to do is call them at 701-258-5011 or go to DakDiesel.com, DakDiesel.com. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, they do it all. James and Mandan texts, regarding the tearing down of monuments and renaming streets, the classic quote from Winston Churchill rings true. Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it. We're seeing it play out now in front of us. Thank you, James. Let's get a couple of calls in here before we go to the Freedom Poet. Mark, the Freedom Poet, going to tell you about two things. One, Sunday, Flag Day, how you can commemorate it. Don't forget it's Donald Trump's birthday, too. Last caller just said, think how lucky we are to be living in the time in history to see this president. Is birthday being on Flag Day a coincidence, guys?
I don't know. Might not be.
I think Todd thinks it is. Total coincidence. Just a fluke of nature. Freak, you know, whatever. You know, they probably put Flag Day in after Donald Trump. I don't know. Anyway, Jamie, in other words, after, maybe it was Donald Trump that signed the proclamation for Flag Day. That's why they're on the same day. He put it on his birthday. What do you think of that? Todd, is that what you're thinking? Is that why you're all cynical? Come on. We'll find out here. Jamie and Bismarck. Hang on, Jamie. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys.
Hello, sir.
So apparently today in Bismarck at 4:30, the anti-police, white person-hating BLM and Antifa thugs are going to have another march from Saratoga Park to the police station.
Do these people have jobs, you think, or do they work for a living, or are they professional protesters?
They probably work for Soros. And the rest of them probably are just unemployed and don't have anything better to do.
Does anybody else wonder that? I mean, you know, rallies in the middle of the day, and it's weird. Anyway, I digress. Well, go ahead and tell me what else.
No problem. No problem. I'm just wondering if maybe you or maybe on Todd's show or something, I want to know if the city of Bismarck's actually going to keep these guys the hell off the street this time, unlike last time when they shut down Main Street for three, 4 hours.
Last time this question came up, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, they ask for communication. They want to know where you're going to be and when you're going to be, but they don't tell you yes or no. You don't have to ask for a permit in the city of Bismarck to protest.
Block traffic?
Well, wait a minute. That's on regular streets. That's on any place the public can go. Now, I would assume they're not telling them they're going to do that, and then they do that, and then it's too late. But if they do that once, I'd never give them a permit again, that's for sure.
Well, these guys want to march around with their ridiculous signs and talk bad about the police and perceived injustices they're thinking on the sidewalks and whatever, in the parks or whatever. Go right ahead, but if they get on the street, you know, they need to see some force and get these guys the hell off the street. The more you let these people do this, the more we're going to get like Seattle, and they're just getting more power. Every time you don't do anything, they're like, hey, you know, it's just like a kid. If you don't discipline your kids, and they're just going to keep pushing it and pushing it. I don't know.
Well, prime example is this. Prime example is this. There shouldn't have been one protest that was allowed. Anytime there was an interaction between Black Lives Matter and anybody and Mayor Mahoney or, Mayor Bakken or anybody else, well, here's what should be said. I'm sorry, we're in a pandemic. We've buttoned down most of our communities for the last number of months. We're not about to let you go do something we told them they can't do. Can't go to graduations, can't go see your loved one in a nursing home, then you can pound sand on a protest until we're done with this pandemic. That's what they should have told them. It was a good out. Instead, they worry about, ooh, we'll look bad. We're being mean. We're not being nice enough. We need to, but the good thing about the protest, I'll continue to say, is don't ask me to follow a pandemic rule anymore. Don't ask me to, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. Don't force me to do any of it. I'll do it on my own, but if you let them do what they want because you're afraid they're going to say bad things about you, then to heck with it.
I agree with you right there, but I'm just saying, if you want to let them do it, let them do it, but don't let them go on the streets because it's going to be 4:30. People are going to be getting off work, and that's what they want, stand out there and shake their signs. And if you're there and you got your cell phone, I'd encourage you to take some video because I guarantee you, you're going to be hearing some dirty language thrown at you if you don't agree with them or you give them a dirty, look at them sideways. They're not peaceful. I'm sure there's a bunch of them in there that are, but they'll be trying to antagonize you, and then there will be KFYR TV and whatever the other station is here in town, kissing their rear end, saying what a bunch of great, peaceful people they are. Keep them off the street. Do your job, law enforcement. I'm friends with Mayor Bakken. Steve, you need to do something about this crap, too, because people are sick of this. That's all I got for you. And thank God President Trump is the leader of our country, and I can't wait till he's reelected. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, James.
You too.
Appreciate the call. And Todd, can you maybe give a quick ring to the PIO and see what we can find out related to permits and what they're allowed to do?
Yeah, I got to admit, I've never having taken one out myself, I have to admit I don't, because I just drive our vehicle on the street and do whatever I feel like doing. I don't take a permit out.
That's okay. Comment, Kev?
Speaking of that, people are getting fed up. You got to check out the video I put in, and I think it was in Spokane or Portland, so I might even be in Seattle. A number of red, white, and blue carrying Patriots, let's just call them, decided to show Antifa what's up. And they came around the corner, and this is what's going to happen. You pull the police out of this, we're not going
to
let it happen.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. And
I don't either.
I think they do, because then they get the. And it's a game. You know, if you just go there and love these people, I know people are laughing right now. Go ahead and laugh at my expense. That's all right. Just go there and love them. Just go there and pray for them. How about the youngsters at the peaceful protest in Fargo, they were praying around the perimeter.
Fantastic.
God bless them.
Love them.
Chief of Police Dave Todd said, all we can do is pray about this.
Not once, though, Scott, did they put up walls and take up arms and say, we're another country now, and this is no longer the United States of America in Island Park, though.
No, that didn't
just
happen.
Just saying that.
We'll see what we can find out for you. Donnie, McLean County, go ahead. Your next then is Mark the Freedom Poet, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for this. You're going to love it. Donnie, what's on your mind?
Hey, just a little bit off the subject. I'm an Otter Tail Power customer.
Okay.
And it's been brought to my attention that on the bills, my last one was over $50 for a renewable energy charge. I called them and I asked them, I said, what is this about? And they said, well, it's money going to wind power. I said, how much money are you guys sending to the renewable companies? Well, none, sir. Is this even constitutional that they can put a $32 tax on my bill for renewable energy when I don't even agree with any of it?
Yeah, it seems like I've heard about that before. I don't know. I know the folks at Otter Tail Power. Happy to call and get an answer for you, though, Donnie. If you stay tuned, we'll do that. Won't happen today, but we'll get it done, okay, in the future. I'll send a note after the show. It's a good question. Appreciate the call. Mark the Freedom Poet is here, and Mark has a great day planned on Sunday for Flag Day and also for Donald Trump's birthday, and also is part of a group that is welcoming you to the Black Hills, Mount Rushmore, on July 3rd for the visit of the 45th President of the United States. Fireworks and all, because he got it done, and that's going to be quite an exciting day as well. Mark, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm just great. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to another Flag Day celebration. I have to admit, I'd probably forget it's Flag Day until it was Flag Day if it weren't for Mark. Mark is just, will not let us forget it. And, of course, our buddy Jim the Flagpole guy is out there putting up those flags right now. And more folks can participate in that, but everybody should on Flag Day. Have you always loved Flag Day, Mark, as long as you can remember, or what?
I think so. You know, you and I had a Flag Day pretty early on when we were working together at the Flag in Fargo. And I've always loved it. But then when I found out the exact proclamation, you know, Trump didn't do it. This happened because of the Flag Act, 1777, on June 14th, when the Continental Congress, not even a year since the Declaration of Independence, said, "We shall have a flag of 13 stripes alternating red and white, and 13 white stars on a field of blue representing the 13 states and a whole new constellation." So, you know, that was 243 years ago. They passed that law, that Flag Day law, on June 14th, and it happens to be, and I believe God planned it. But he knew we'd have a terrible time. We had to have a businessman. We had to have a man tough enough to stand up to Jun Yong Hoon and Ding Dong Chi of China and Putin and fake news. We had to have a very strong man. And God, I believe he planned to have Trump born on Flag Day, so it's a specially important day.
Pretty incredible when you think this goes back to 1777. Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah, and what are we supposed to do on Flag Day?
Well, first of all, I think one of the great things to do is to realize the 13-star flag, how important it is, because it's the proclamation that all men are created equal. And this inspiration was so powerful that Thomas Jefferson wrote that Abe Lincoln said everything he does politically stems from the Declaration of Independence. For the first time in human history, all men, rich, poor, Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, atheist, nobility, all men were equal because they were created equal. Thomas Jefferson had a great friend named Jupiter Evans, was born the same year. They grew up together. Evans was his servant. He never called him his slave. Went with him to college. They borrowed money. He'd have Evans go and buy him powder for his hair when he was courting Martha, and he even borrowed money from this great slave friend. He noticed early on that Jupiter could run fast. He was smart. He learned how to talk together. He, from a very early age, Thomas Jefferson hated slavery. He said, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." And he was talking about slavery. In the Declaration of Independence, he wrote a whole big thing. He was mad at the king about the slave trade. So anybody that tells you that Thomas Jefferson said all men are created equal except blacks is just lying to you. But he was born into a system of slavery. The king did not allow them to change the rules to free their own slaves. So that it took a war. That was part of the great reasons for the war. By 1789, we had 5 states that declared slavery illegal. By 1800, 8 states. By 61, 19 states had abolished slavery. And, of course, then 620,000 deaths later, and the 13th Amendment, Abe Lincoln freed the slaves. So the 13-star flag is where it all began, the truth that all men are created equal. More than anything else, Thomas Jefferson planted the seed to free the slaves.
I love it. More with Mark coming up. Details on what you can do on Sunday to celebrate.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, overstocked with a huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars that support utilities, enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some of this view is 5,000 miles and payments starting at $199 a month. All with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle if you even still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
If there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you had in Minneapolis and in Seattle. I mean, let's see what's going on in Seattle. But I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out.
Isn't that great?
I believe you will. I pray that you will, sir.
Yeah. And for the law-abiding citizens of the United States of America, that'd be a great thing. Back with Mark Scogable, the Freedom Poet. Mark is planning an event. How do we participate in your Flag Day event on Sunday, Mark?
Well, if you live in the Central Time Zone, gather at some place and do some social distancing if you feel like it at 3 o'clock, at 2 o'clock in Mountain Time Zone, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you can find a 13-star flag, that's even cooler. And then at 4 o'clock in the Central Time Zone and 3 o'clock Mountain, let's sing Happy Birthday to Donald Trump. Those two items. And you know, your program is heard all over the country, so people will be singing Happy Birthday at 5 o'clock in the Atlantic Time Zone and at 1 o'clock out in the Pacific. So just so we can all be doing it at the same time. That's kind of the point. Pledge of Allegiance at 4-3-2-1. Sing Happy Birthday Trump at 5-4-3-2. And we're going to have a great time.
I love it.
I love Trump so much. I even wrote a poem about the guy.
I know you do. I want you to read it for our listeners. This is Mark's work. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And it's going to be on, if you want to see it, it's on a website called thankyoutrump.com. It's called President Trump, a Republic's Greatest Friend by Mark the Freedom Poet. Freedom flowed from the heart of God into the land where our founders trod. They gave us a republic and started to teach that the dreams of the hopeless were not within reach. But America was forgetting our legacy while tyranny was gaining supremacy. History rewritten by socialist fools, brainwashing children in most of our schools, out with the old, in with the new, teaching what's wrong and hating what's true. America was getting weaker each day. Millions of patriots had started to pray, God's Holy Spirit helped us to say, give us a leader who knows the way, who knows the big price we all must pay to frustrate tyrants without any soul, their only success, the mounting death toll. God gave us Trump to rescue our land. He gave all he needed to make a stand against socialist, communist, and radical Islam who want to kill the U.S. with a nuclear bomb, hitting crosses and flags with 13 stars, spreading CCP virus and blowing up cars. Trump longs for justice and freedom for all, while the fake news spreads venomous gall. He has made us strong and the economy great, while the treasonous losers lie and berate. We pray God keeps you healthy and strong and give you wisdom to vanquish the wrong. Keep America the richest, strongest, and the most free, and sweet blessings for all neath the Liberty Tree. Dear Donald, you came when we needed you most. We plead your protection by the heavenly host from all those who are wreathing with hate, while you share God's truth and remake us great. We love you. We thank you for heeding the call, for saving our country that was starting to fall. Whatever comes next, only God knows. He has given you the will to defeat all our foes. Know that every minute of each night and day, millions who love you continue to pray. God bless America and America's all. And President Trump, please don't let him fall.
Wow, that is great. So heartfelt, obviously, as well, and I think speaks for so many people in this part of the world that have an enormous reservoir of support for this man because of what he's done, what he's doing, and how many of those are trying to take him down and stop him, and he keeps fighting. It's just, it's relentless.
Incredible, incredible man.
Incredible. We had a poll we took yesterday I want to ask you a little bit about, and it's part of this sort of crazy culture we're in right now. And we asked, you know, look, the Confederate flag, does that offend you? Would you want that down too? And what was it? 85, what was it, Leah? 85% said, doesn't offend me? Just fine. 85%. What is your thought, Mark, about that Confederate flag and whether it ought to come down or NASCAR ought not fly it and not allow it on cars? And what do you make of that?
I think it's really sad. You have to understand that just a handful of the South, 13-15% owned any slaves at all. But what they hated and why Robert E. Lee went to Virginia is because they supported states' rights. To most people, the Confederate flag is like the Don't Tread on Me flag. It's a cry for states' rights and our Bill of Rights. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with trying to reimpose slavery on anybody. That is long gone and it will never be reinstituted again. Unfortunately, there are elements that wave the Confederate flag that are in fact white supremacist, and that's where it gets real nasty. We can't do anything based on hatred anymore, and I love the idea of praying for our enemies. Yes, who told us to do that? Christ himself. So I'm not going to wave the Confederate flag, but I don't have any malice towards anyone that does it for the right reasons.
Well, we got to have you back next week so we can talk about the events that will be happening in Rapid City and Mount Rushmore. Or the Black Hills will host President Trump on the 4th of July weekend. I am so looking forward to being part of this as well with Mark, and we'll have you back next week. Okay, sir?
Super duper. Thank you so much.
A lot of positivity today, folks. Stephen Reeder, one bit of positivity before we go. You got 20 seconds. Tell me. Lay it on me.
With each other.
One more time, Steve. I didn't hear that. Sorry, you were down. Go ahead and say it one more time.
I suggest people share the peace, the old 70s peace sign. We'll see quickly who's enraged and who isn't by doing that.
Peace. That's what we need, a little peace. Lots of love and peace. God bless you, folks. See you Monday on What's On Your Mind.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.